Good day yesterday. Obviously, getting Virgil back was very big to the football team. I mean, he's a fine ascending young player. Really looking forward to getting to work with him. And I think he's going to really benefit from the fact that we now have OD as part of our football team. But just real quick, I think y'all all know this will be 10 years for he and I to be together as a player and a coach. That's unusual in this business, but I've really enjoyed it. I've watched him. You know, he came into Houston as a former quarterback and turned himself not only into a tight end, but a heck of a tight end in this league and a heck of a player. He's an even better person. So I'm very proud of him. And I want the players on this football team to know that he's a heck of a teammate. And that's extremely important to us. But we're glad to have him. Sat down with John about 3 weeks ago. We're talking about free agency. His name came up. And I really just said two things to John. I said, you know, John, you can look at the film and judge for yourself. But I can tell you two things. He's going to give you everything he has, and he wants to win a championship, and that's the type of player you want on your football team. So without further ado, glad to have OD here. Welcome to Broncoland.
What's up, guys? How y'all doing? I'm very excited to be here, obviously, and get an opportunity to continue my career and continue with Coach. Really is an unbeatable situation. There we go. To be a part of this organization that has really set the standard, you know, you look from year in, year out, you know, you expect the Broncos to be there at the end of the season every year. And that's really, as a player in my position, where you want to be. And it's all about winning rings, and they got a tradition of doing that here. And I'm looking forward to being a part of that.
How excited are you to play Peyton Manning?
Yeah, that was a factor in coming here for sure. I'm very, very excited to play with Peyton, and you know, it's I've gotten to meet him a couple of times at Pro Bowls in the past, and so I have a little bit of a feel for him. But I'm looking to get to work with him and you know, get, you know, building that chemistry so we can have a great year.
Have he or any other teammates reached out to you guys?
Yeah, Peyton actually reached out and invited me to his little Duke camp that he does, and which I'll be attending, and looking forward to, you know, getting a head start and work with him and see what he's all about. So he's the only one I've spoke to, and looking forward to beating all the other guys, though, for sure.
What does the Kubiak offense ask from its tight ends that maybe other offenses don't?
Well, I've only been in this offense, so I can speak to what they demand from us. It's you know, it's, they demand a lot, so it's challenging, but it's a lot of fun too, because you could do a whole bunch of different stuff, line up in a bunch of different spots on the field, really everywhere, and they really just look for consistency. So you got to be able to block or at least, you know, be willing to do that, and you got to. I think the biggest thing is be on your game mentally. It's a very detailed offense in terms of what we do, landmarks, and being in the right spot at the right time versus the right coverage. So I've learned from a very smart football mind these last 9 years, and looking forward to learn more, and looking forward to learn from number 18 as well.
When Gary got the job, did you set your sights on Denver?
Yeah. I would have to say that, like I mentioned before, it's kind of an ideal situation. Once he took the job there, or job here, that was definitely a team on my radar since I was going to be a free agent. So, you know, being able to come in and experience the city and this organization, and continue my time with Coach Kubiak and you know, Brian Perriani and the staff that the Coop puts together is, you know, something I really couldn't pass up.
Even before he came here, did you figure you had a chance to get a multi-year deal? I know you played 1 year, had that comeback here in Baltimore.
Right.
After the production you had, did you figure maybe you had another contract in your?
I was hoping so. I understood last year was what it was with me coming off an injury in 2013 and people not really being sure about me, but you know, I was sure about myself and wanted to show that I could still play and play at a high level and contribute to teams winning. And, you know, I think last year, you know, did a lot for me personally in terms of, you know, getting me back out there and people seeing that I can still play a little bit. So I'm looking for forward to these next few years for sure.
When did you become that guy, Olin, that sets an example in practice in the film room I mean, Virgil said that when he wanted to study how to become a better tight end, he studied your route running. Was there someone that talked to you early in the process, or you just knew that to be successful, you were going to have to kind of be that guy?
Oh, yeah, I had good leadership in my tight end group my first, couple of years in the league. I was a rookie, didn't know what was going on, and kind of new to the position because that's right. I played quarterback for a couple of years in college. So, really, my rookie year in the NFL was really my second, third year playing tight end. So I learned from Mark Bruner and Jeb Putzier that came over, from Denver and learned a lot from those guys and how they work and what it takes day in and day out. So, and I've kind of just took that along with me through my career. And, I'm not a big talker, big rah-rah guy. So I just try to lead by example. That's how I approach my leadership role. Just, go out there and work hard, and hopefully people observe that and want to match that intensity. So looking forward to – I've kind of come to that role last year in Baltimore. Had a rookie with me and then younger guys here. So that's a kind of a new role for me, but something that I'm definitely embracing and looking forward to doing more of.
Joel Greason, your former teammate, was praising your blocking yesterday. How much do you take pride in how that part of your game has evolved?
Well, I learned a lot from Joel. He kind of set the standard there for me when we were in Houston. I always kind of felt he was a better blocker than I was, and I wanted to be as good as he was at that. So we had our, we pushed each other that way. So, and I've actually spoken to Joel over the weekend. He's excited that I'm up here, and I'm looking forward to seeing him around. And one of my good friends. So,
in addition to scheme, is there something about Coach Kubiak's coaching style that makes him the only coach you've wanted to play for?
Well, he's a former player, so he knows the rigors of the season and the off season and everything that goes on with that and all the work that we put in. So I think I respect how he respects us as players, and he knows how to communicate things. It was awesome seeing him this past year in a teaching role and him being a player and being in that same seat, years ago and so him being able to communicate in his own way to us. This really gets his point across clearly, and he's a cool guy. So, people like to listen to him, and he's not boring in the meeting rooms. He's cracking jokes, and that's what you need. Keep it light in there.
Last year, you're motivated after you've been released. You've lived there. It's a tough situation. With your rebound season, was it an issue just to getting healthy again? Was there anything you had to change? You had one kind of a fluke injury, but was there anything that changed last season for you?
No, yeah. I had the had my injury in 2013. It was a broken leg, but it wasn't anything too devastating. And I came back and felt good in the off season, and really felt like I didn't take a lot of tread off the tires that year. It was almost like I looked at it as I got a lot of rest that year. Other people looked at it as this guy's probably done. So that's definitely definitely motivation. I just went to work in the off season like I always do, and felt like I maybe had to work a little harder since I was getting a little older, but. No, I can still do all the same things that I did. It's just, takes a little bit more work to put in now. So you find as a player, motivation every off season to, you need something to kind of get you going and keep that fire going. So you always find a way to find something to help you do that.
Because what's that this off season? Because it's a totally different circumstance where you were wanted and good contract and replacing a guy who's a very good player. Is there motivation here out beyond the championship?
Absolutely. I'm in a new city. I think people might expect more out of me. So now, I got to match those expectations and playing with the first battle Hall of Fame quarterback and want to make sure that we're always on the same page and I'm always in the right spot for him and doing the right things. I think this offseason is going to be different, maybe a little bit mentally for me. I learned a little bit what Peyton does and the words that he likes to use in his terminology. So a little mashup of Coop and what Coop does and what Peyton does. So I'm going to be studying probably a little bit more than I have in years past, which is a good thing.
Did the Ravens make a push to keep you around?
Not as much as I thought they would. They came late with an offer, but it was kind of after I'd already committed to come here, and the contract and everything we had, terms we had agreed to and everything. So, after Coop came here, though, this was the number one destination.
Anything else? Okay, thank you.
All right, cool. Thank you.